The Pentagon chief has dismissed as fiction reports that say the U.S. is preparing a military action against Iran. James Mattis says that the United States is not seeking regime change or collapse in Iran. Mattis has stressed that Washington's efforts must be focused on curbing Tehran's activities in the Middle East. This after President Donald Trump promised dire consequences for Iran following President Hassan Rouhani's warning to him not to, quote, play with the lion's tail. The war awards follows the U.S. withdrawal from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal in May and Washington's decision to reimpose unilateral sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Senior editor of Veterans Today, Gordon Duff, says that the United States' power in the Middle East region is on the decline.
U.S. power within the region is waning. The U.S. has had multiple reversals. Its surrogate, Saudi Arabia, was defeated in Yemen. The U.S. is standing at the edge of total defeat in Afghanistan. It's suing for peace, talking to anybody that says they're Taliban. The U.S. has shown desperation there. Mattis and the Defense Department are not ready to attack Iran. They've got a war plan that says that 80,000 American soldiers would die. It would take, I believe it was 17 months, the plan said it would take. The U.S. believes it can defeat Iran, but in the process, it would lose four carrier battle groups. It would cost $5 trillion and collapse the world economy. I don't think it's an economically feasible move on America's part.